Hello everyone, this is Guan. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little of every day will make a big difference. 今天我们早读的内容是 Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love. Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 美音版Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love. Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 这句话音译和美音的区别呢，其实我觉得最难的在于 aren't 这个单词 ，A-R-E-N 撇 T 哈，这个单词音译的发法呢是一个单元音 a aren't aren't。美音的发法呢需要发成一个 aren't aren't， 那其实这个词美音的发法还是挺难的哈。我们看到单词里面有一个字母 r， 所以说这个词本身呢需要卷舌成 r， 再加上后面的鼻辅音呢就成了一个 aren't aren aren， 所以这里面是比较难的啊。大家在练的时候呢需要把它拆分开，首先是 r， 最后去加 n， aren aren， 再去加一个小小的 t， aren'taren't， 那英音的话就比较好发了，就是一个 aren't aren't。 好， some love stories aren't epic novels， epic novels， epic 这里面的科的发音我们可以做失去爆破处理哈， epic novels 憋一下不爆破出来， epic novels epic novels。 好， novel 这个词呢尾部是一个舌侧音 novel， 单词尾部舌侧音舌尖抵上齿音 novel novels epic novelsEpic novels， 后面 some short stories。 那这句话里面其实有一个难点，一个是 some 的 s 后面是 short 的 sh， 有的同学呢会区分不开 s 和 sh 的发音。其实这两个音的最重要的区别呢就在于 s 是一个平舌音，而 sh 是一个翘舌音哈，一个是 s 一个是 sh， 它们两个都是清辅音，其实最主要的区别就在于翘舌和不翘舌的区别了。后面 but that doesn't make them any less filled with loveBut that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 后面半句呢有很多地方是需要省读的，我们来看这句话怎么读。 But that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 前面半句呢基本上都是 t 的省读，还有一个 make 这个 k 的一个失去爆破。好，我们再来读一下。 But that doesn't make them any less filled with love. But that doesn't make them any less filled with love. Any less filled with love.好， filled 这个词也是舌侧音，我们要注意啊，舌头有一个小小的翘度，翘到哪儿呢？只翘到上齿龈的位置。好， filled with love， filled with love。 好，我们再来读一下。 Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 美音版。 Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any less filled with love.词汇方面呢，我们来看 epic 这个词。 epic 既是名词也是一个形容词，表示史诗。那形容词的话呢就是像史诗一样的，史诗般的。那一般什么东西像史诗一般的话呢肯定是非常经典的啊，所以说它有一个引申义表示经典的。 Their epic fight is the subject of a new film. 他们史诗般的战斗是一部新电影的主题。 I gave up my epic and wrote this little tale instead.我放弃了写叙事诗，而写了这个小故事。那第二个需要讲的呢，就是 make them any filled with love. Make something filled with 什么什么。Fill with 是填满什么什么东西。那 be filled with 或者是 make something filled with 就是一个被动态了，也就是把什么什么东西填满的意思。那它的主动态呢，我们来看例句。Please fill the basket with fruit. 请用水果来把篮子填满。被动式的例句呢，我们看 The box is filled with fruit.盒子被水果填满了。今天活学活用呢，我们需要用到 epic 这个词哈， epic 作为经典这样的用法。没有比 LV 广告更经典的了，没有比 LV 的广告更加经典的了。好，我们今天早读再来读一下。 Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories, but that doesn't make them any filled with love. 美音版。 Some love stories aren't epic novels. Some are short stories,But that doesn't make them any less filled with love. 好，今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.